It's time now for our press review. I'm joined in the studio now by Antonia Kerrigan. Hi, Antonia.
Hi there.
Let's start with those rapidly approaching French legislative elections. Last night, Prime Minister Gabriel Attal came head-to-head with left-wing and, the far-right challenger ahead of Sunday's vote. What were the highlights of that TV debate, according to the French papers?
Well, so if we look at what Libération is saying, Libération is very much a left-wing paper. They've gone through their highlights. One of them that they pointed out was Manuel Bompard. That's the gentleman on the right. He was there representing the left-wing coalition Nouveau Front Populaire, New Popular Front. Both of his opponents in this debate were really dressing him as a law and order laxist. And they were calling for a return to authority on matters such as schooling and an approach to delinquency. And he really hit back, saying that he's the candidate. His is the group that wants to restore close proximity policing. And he really brought the subject of schools back to the centre of the discussion, not just as potentially dangerous hubs of delinquency, but the issue of staffing in schools. It's been a long-running theme in France. There is not a teacher in front of every class. And he really made that a focus. So that was considered a bit of a success, a bit of a highlight for the left-wing representative. Le Figaro is leaning into the pension reform discussion and talking about what's causing a certain amount of hilarity in the presidential camp as Jordan Bardella, representing the far-right National Rally, said that they, after extremely vehemently opposing Emmanuel Macron's pension reform last year, said that under his pension reform, the retirement age would go down for some, but would in fact go up to 66 for others, which seemed like a bit of a gotcha moment, as he admitted that on the television set and was called out for, in fact, what seemed like a bit of a U-turn, what seemed like somewhat diluting the vehemence that they'd shown up until now on these issues. France Info has a piece on Jordan Bardella's policy on dual citizens after he announced a plan to keep citizens of dual nationality out of so-called sensitive positions on matters such as national security, lest their loyalty to the French Republic be in question. Attal was able to call him out on the fact that there is actually a Franco-Russian employee representing the National Rally's European Parliamentary Group to the European Commission, and saying, well, why on earth would that be different? Pointing out as well that many binational French citizens have said that this is actually extremely offensive and degrading, the idea that they would not be able to correctly serve the French Republic.
Well, moving on now, Antonia, to Kenya, where lawmakers have finally voted through a very controversial tax bill. Protesters responding by storming Parliament a very bloody, violent response by police. What is the regional press saying, Antonia?
Well, so as you say, the regional press, we've got all these images of flames coming out of the Parliament. And this is an MP walking away from Parliament, looking like he's perhaps trying to keep a low profile. Protesters were calling for MPs who voted through this bill to immediately resign, including William Ruto. This is someone who was walking in the streets, but many others apparently sheltered in the basement. One of the stories that we've got in the local press, in the Kenyan press, is in Nation, and it's about international reactions. And this, the headline, Western diplomats finally speak on Kenya protests. It's saying that Western diplomats have been extremely slow to respond to this because they're a little bit uncomfortable. US, UK, Canadian and various EU allies have finally spoken out, but this piece said they're remaining tight-lipped on some of the issues. They are calling for restraint by law enforcement after, you know, international NGOs like Amnesty International have said there has been an extremely heavy-handed police response. But after the US elevated Kenya to the status of major non-NATO ally on Monday, this piece points out that, in fact, none of these speakings out again about the protests, about the situation in Kenya, have really called into question William Ruto's extremely controversial tax bill. You've got a similar message coming out of the New York Times explaining that this is quite a difficult time now for the US to really speak out against the Kenyan government, having just heavily financed Kenyan troop deployment to Haiti. And as we've said, elevating the status of Kenya as an ally. So William Ruto is all of a sudden a much less comfortable bedfellow for the Democratic president.
We are now just 1 month away from the opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics on the River Seine, no less, in the heart of Paris. A lot of excitement, also, it should be said, a lot of suspense.
It certainly should be said. So in Libération, we have this headline, the high flow of the Seine making waves. And if you look at this graph, you can see this is the average by month in terms of the flow on the Seine. This is the average for June, and this is where it actually is. So we've got extremely high rate of water going through the Seine. Too much water in a river, not always a problem, but with a slow procession of boats planned that will need to be able to manoeuvre, could be difficult in very fast flowing waters. Some are already saying that it's going to be a failure and embarrassment, etc. The Paris City Council said those people are making making a soap opera out of it. So perhaps we're being alarmist. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, also taking place in the Seine, at least in theory, swimming, another big question mark as we head into the Olympics.
Absolutely. In this double-page spread in Aujourd'hui en France, you've got Paris already dressed up for the Olympics. And on the side, you've got the water of the Seine still raises questions. It's been a question mark for a while. There was a lot of scepticism when this plan was announced to have the swimming in the Seine. 1.4 billion euros of work have gone into making the Seine swimmable. However, water tests on the 1st and 16th of June reveal that there is still too much E. coli and too much Enterococcus faecalis. That, in layman's terms, is fecal matter. And that's due to storm drains overflowing and mixing with sewage when there is high rainfall. So there are backup plans. They built in some time in the planning for postponements of events and for holding more events in a single day if necessary. Another option would, of course, be to turn the triathlon into a biathlon, although many of the athletes would, of course, be, I'm sure, very unhappy if that were to happen. Once again, maybe we're being alarmist. Hard to say. There's a huge amount of French pessimism, of course. It's also it's such an interesting and unusual story. Why wouldn't we talk about it? But certainly E. coli in a swimming venue seems like no laughing matter.
Antonia Kerrigan, you can say that again. Thank you very much for that international press review.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for right now. Stay tuned, though. More news coming up in just a few minutes' time here on Daybreak on France 24.